Strong communities are built, they're not born. And they're built on the foundation of strong families. Families struggle when they don't have access to quality health care. My father's a doctor. He served everyone, regardless of how rich or how poor, because he believed, as do I, that everyone deserves access to basic health care. So let's build a future where all of our families have access to quality, health, affordable health care, regardless of zip code. Let's end the disparities that exist in too many communities. Let's take on the public health and public safety challenge of domestic violence that affects far too many families. 5 years ago, my own family lived through the murder of my cousin Kathy, a beautiful woman, 40 years old, a school teacher, killed at the hands of her estranged boyfriend. Domestic violence can upend any family. Our families will be stronger when our wives, our daughters, our sisters, and our mothers can live free of discrimination in the workplace and free from the fear of domestic violence. We build strong families when every child has a place they can call home. Today, 6,900 children live in Maryland's foster care. Let's encourage more families to experience the joy of adoption, and let's ensure that no child in Maryland ages out of foster care. Every child deserves the same chance as your child and my children. As we strengthen our economy, we need to ensure that more opportunities are available to more Marylanders. I agree with President Obama. We need to build more ladders of opportunity for those who are willing to work hard and climb the ladder into the middle class. As America was making its comeback from the Great Depression, President Roosevelt reminded us then, the test of our progress is not whether we add abundance to those who have much. It is whether we provide enough for those who have too little. The greatest challenge of our time as a state and as a nation, particularly as we recover from the recession now, is to address the persistent gaps and disparities that exist in our communities and our economy. It's not enough to have the best hospitals in the country and lead the nation in implementing health reform if not all Marylanders have the opportunity to enjoy the same quality of health as their neighbors. It's not enough to have the best school system in the country unless every child in Maryland, whether they live in Capitol Heights or Chevy Chase, gets a world-class education. It's not enough to have a lower unemployment rate than the national average if we continue to see pockets of poverty and hardship in the same communities where poverty existed when Dr. King climbed the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. We do our best when we're working together with our eyes focused on the future, a future with more jobs and greater opportunity. We're at our best when we take care of one another and use the tools of government to protect our neighbors and expand opportunity. I believe that throughout Maryland, each of us is strengthened when all of us succeed. And we all suffer when any member of our community is left behind. Our communities might not look the same. A family living on a farm in Allegheny County might not seem to have much in common with a family living in an apartment building in Suitland, but they do. As Mariners, we all have the same goals and share the same values, regardless of which community we're from. We wake up almost daily asking ourselves, can I send my kids to good schools? Can I raise my family in a safe neighborhood with a clean environment? Can I get a job that allows me to support my family? Can we leave our children a world where they can pursue any dream and any opportunity? Meeting these challenges won't be easy. But I also know that Maryland needs leaders willing to make tough choices and fight for a better future. I can't do it alone. I need your help. I need your support. None of us in Iraq or in my flight platoon in Germany believed that we could do it alone. It couldn't be done. It took a team, an army, working together to get it done. The same is true for this campaign. I need your help. I need your support. Together, are we ready?
Yes.
Together, are we ready?
Yes.
To build on our successes.
Yes.
To meet the challenges that lie ahead.
Yes.
To build a better Maryland.
Yes.
So get ready to make Maryland better for more Marylands. Thank you. May God bless you and your families.